When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, kids! Parents, this is What the Kids Are Watching, a rewatch podcast for grown-ups about the weird and wild TV shows that children seem to love.
I'm Natalie Pouche, and I'm a parent.
And I'm Ryan Bailey, and I'm probably not a parent. So we've got different perspectives as we break down, praise,
and goof on the most notable episodes of the shows your kids are currently obsessing over.
Welcome to an all-new episode of What the Kids Are Watching. My name is Ryan Bailey, and with me, as always, is...
Natalie Pouche. Hello.
You know what? I love that you almost forgot your first name. This is where we rewatch the kids' shows that your kids love that maybe you do not love. And we come to a greater understanding of what we would recommend, what we might not recommend. And of course, this is so listener friendly in the sense that you are a part of this. We want you to email us. We actually posted something in our Instagram, which you guys need to go follow. We're going to have a lot of questions for you, and we'd love to read your answers on this, because I know the stories that you have and the shows that you have been put through from your children. I think that, I mean, that's entertainment 101, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're all in on this together, and you. And you,
yeah,
Ryan.
By the way, and I just want to remember, I don't have a kid. I feel like I am by osmosis learning what it's like to be a parent, except that I, after this ends, I don't have to help anybody besides myself.
Yeah, you don't have to wipe any butts or deal with
Natalie,
any
I don't even wipe
children.
My own butt. I don't even by the way, today we cover a show every week, you guys. And today we are doing the Netflix series Ask the Story Bots, which I like. This is what cracks me up about children's shows, Natalie, is that they're answering these questions. I'm like, where the heck was this when I was a kid? Like, I mean, honestly, where was this? I got explained about sugar in this episode.
Why did I feel like I knew you were going to absolutely love this show?
I love the show, but I also love, because I swear to God, as an older man, I was learning. So I can't imagine what it's like for kids to be learning. Like, I should know what carbohydrates and proteins and all. By the way, we'll explain what that means. But each episode, they ask a question from a kid. And then I was like, why can't it just be kids? We need people in their 30s and 40s to ask the story bots question. We need an older story bots.
Or it's for someone to explain things in a very real basic way. Like, they, you know, like in a very dumb ass way, you know,
just like, Ryan, this is why you need to pay your taxes. Okay. We're going to explain what a W-2 is in this episode.
Exactly.
What's that?
Oh, I want to apologize, because I feel like if I am all out of sorts today, it's because I am. I have like a little trash can next to me. I think I may be pregnant.
This is huge podcasting news. We're breaking news on the show. Wait a sec. First off, so many questions.
You were like, you don't even know your name. And I was like, I don't think my name.
I need to ask the story bots, is Natalie pregnant? And this is huge.
And how do babies get made? Like,
babies. Hey, wait, Natalie, is there a chance I'm pregnant? Like, wait, did this happen through the podcast?
You're not the dad, that's for sure. So don't worry.
So this is huge. And I mean, I don't know if we're allowed to talk personal stuff like this, but why? Okay, so the trash can is there just in case I say something so disgusting that you need to use the trash can.
That
no,
you
but
actually
like really
make me want to hurl. Yeah.
You feel like you have some tummy issues.
I am so not. So I got, so my first, my only.
well, now you can
unless
say my
I have
first.
Multiple
now you
get there,
my,
yeah.
my first now.
So she was an major oopsie. And I remember feeling so sick the day I found out. And I was like, oh, my mom always told me that if your mouth tastes like you're sucking on pennies or quarters or something.
Sure.
And like, you know, you're sensitive all around, like you're most likely pregnant. And I remember having like that taste in my mouth where I was like, oh my God, it tastes like a nickel or like a dime or whatever. Like I'm sucking on quarters. I was like, I'm for sure pregnant. And right now I'm starting to get the same sort of like sensations. It's just not good.
Well, I've tasted, I mean, I don't know if that I've tasted nickels before in my mouth. And I don't even know what that even means now, if that's what that means, but I mean, so guys, who knows when this is going to air, but just so you know, it was just Labor Day yesterday. Are you sure you didn't go too hard on Labor Day? I sometimes see you in your Instagram stories with your dude and your fan, you're eating caviar and drinking champagne and living a really like, are we sure we didn't go too hard on Labor Day?
Okay. So I definitely thought I did on Friday. And so Saturday I was like, oh, this is bad. Like I cannot handle my alcohol. And mind you, I didn't overdrink. It was like my normal thing, but I was sick the entire day. And then I woke up the next day and I was still sick. And now today I'm still sick. I'm like, what is happening?
Like, have you told your dude or are we the first people?
Yeah, I did. I
had to. Oh, it's kind of hoping we were the first. And then I was like, that'd be so cool if we were the first. Now, when do you even float the idea? And this is great for all the parents out there who have multiple children.
Yes.
Your child's only 3 years old, right?
Yep. She's turning 3 in 2 weeks.
When do you even float the idea that there is another person potentially growing in your belly?
Well, I think she's, I don't know if I'm just bloated, but she was like, oh, mommy, like, do you have a baby in your belly? Cause like your belly's big. And I'm like this little.
But your mom, but she always likes to taunt you like that. She always likes to point out pimples on you.
Yep.
We've seen this on your Instagram stories as well, which by the way, you need to follow her because it's very entertaining. just to watch, it's like, you know, your child is like the Don Rickles of children where she just is constantly making fun of you.
Yep.
But like, how do you think? I mean,
I don't even know. I don't even know how this goes. Like, do you tell
sit
them,
her down
do
together as
right.
a family? Do you sit her down and go, we're going to pay less attention to you from here on out?
Exactly. Exactly. Although my fiance swears up and down that he's not going to love the second one as much as he loves her. And I'm like, listen,
a dark thing to even say out loud. Why would you ever say that out loud to somebody?
What parents think.
That, you know, I don't know if I've said this on my mom, I think, likes me better than my sister, but my dad likes my sister better than me. And I am the older one. So it's even in that, like, I know my dad loves me, but I know he has an affinity for my sister that I don't think he has an affinity for me.
Right. And I think that's like a father-daughter kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so I need my boy. Oof. I'm like your mom. I need my boy. Like I need to have like my... Because she's all daddy, which, by the way, we love her. It's all equal. I think we all are in agreement here.
Natalie,
as parents,
I don't think anybody's questioning. You know what? I don't think Natalie really loves her daughter. I don't think anybody's so, thinking that at this
like
point.
It's just like a clause. Like, you just have to like throw it in there just in case there's like that one parent that's like, oh, she doesn't love her daughter. No, it's like we love our kids, but there's like that thing. Like you love them equally, but like maybe you like one more. You know,
no, like I mean, but I also would hope that goes in phases, like, you know, like through this period of time, I like my daughter more, but then my son really stepped it up 3 years later and I like my son more.
For sure. And that's why I need a second one, just in case I'm like, I don't like you, Piper. Like I need another one to like counteract that.
Here's a question that a lot of parents probably have to go through. Is this something that you and your dude have already talked about? Like, were you trying?
So I got off birth control a year ago, back in September, a year ago. And we were like, not trying. It was like, okay, if we do, we're open to it. But if we don't, that's okay too. And then about like 7 months in, I was like, huh, I haven't gotten pregnant. And then I'm like, okay, well, why am I not getting pregnant?
Oh, please say you made him feel bad about it. Why am I not getting pregnant? I yeah. noticed I'm not pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Is it too much Rogaine or what's happening? And so I had a, like, and that, by the way, like 2 weeks ago, I was still questioning, like, why am I not getting pregnant? And then here I am feeling a little nauseous, which, by the way, I maybe am not pregnant. Maybe I am just a 3-day hangover. I don't know.
So as a woman, and I know you can't speak for all women, but let's say you can, is the overall, what is that feeling? Is it just pure excitement? Is it fear? Is it nervousness? Is it all of those wrapped into one?
I think it's everything. I think it's absolutely everything. So with Piper, she was a complete shock, and I just bawled my eyes out when I found out I was pregnant.
Yeah.
Like it was like it was kind of like my life is over kind of thing. And also like, but this is also so exciting and it's like a new chapter, but like he never wanted kids. So that was also a conversation to be had.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Oh yeah. We almost broke
up. This is amazing. These are all conversations I really never had to have, but all families go through these. That's what all families go through these conversations. This is what's amazing.
Yeah. We almost broke up. Like, I think it was like a month before that. Cause he was like, I really don't want kids. And I was like, well, look, I don't want kids right now, but I want the option of wanting kids. And he's like, well, that's a decision you're going to have to make. And then,
by the way, this
and then
is
we
a,
didn't
where
break
is
up
this
2 weeks later.
Where is this kid show? By the way, we need kid shows about how the kids almost
how we didn't
happen.
Even want the kids in the first
you
place.
You might not even been here to watch this kid show. Yeah,
totally. But it's
so
but
this
it's relatable.
Feeling is different because you realize that your life is so kind of awesome because of your child.
Exactly.
I mean, barring the making fun of you for your body and stuff like that.
Yeah. No, I mean, So the first experience was, I think, a little bit harder because it was just really navigating the emotions of like just being a first time parent and, you know, and him and sort of like easing him into the whole idea of parenthood. And then with this one, now that we know what it's like and how much love there is and, you know, financially we're good. We're in a good place. We own a home now, which, you know, before we were like in like a little one bedroom apartment. So like things are good. And we made that conscious decision of like, okay, I think we're ready for it,
okay.
But it's still a shock every time it happens, you know?
Well, then follow-up question, can I borrow money? If you're doing okay, I just want to see.
Spare bedroom.
I feel like I could possibly be the second kid right now. You might be expecting the third. Now, your mom was on the show just recently recapping an episode of a children's show. Have you told your mother?
No, I haven't told anyone besides them and you.
Oh, wow. That's you. That makes me feel that, guys, as the audience, it makes you should feel just as privileged because we have jumped the line. Usually the mother would know, I think, but we have learned now. So that's
right?
Awesome.
Right.
I know. This is huge. This is, by the way, this is huge for the podcast. I feel like I feel like we got lucky. I mean, I feel like we can, cause this, here's my thing. We keep you working throughout this entire pregnancy. We get to ask, we get to follow the morning sickness. We get to follow all of it. This is huge.
I did it just for the content.
But I feel like I'm totally slacking now. Like pregnant at this point.
You need to knock someone up, please.
Okay.
So it'll be interesting to see, like, if I am pregnant, you know, what those shows are going to look like in the next year and like what I'm going to have to watch again, like rewatch.
Oh my God. Could you imagine? But you know what? Shows like this actually even might help you because it'll help you deviate from the crap.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to watch Booba. Yeah,
right.
Exactly. So you guys also, we talked about earlier on our Instagram, we had asked a question, which go follow the Instagram, you guys, to follow along with all of our questions and stuff. But we asked a question of what kid show character does your child most resemble? And do you want to give some of these answers?
I have a few cute ones. Well, one is Dennis the Menace, which I totally hear that. Bingo from Bluey, Stitch, I get that. I feel like Piper has a little stitch in her.
So the top answer from the Instagrams, they think it's Muffin from Bluey, right? So Muffin from Bluey is a very common answer. And then the recurring theme with all of these, like you said, would be the wild child. So yes. Like your Wreck-It Ralph, your yep. Minions from Despicable Me. We call my daughter Stitch when she was little because she got into everything. Oh my gosh. P_Aldana23 says Booba because he's that crazy and he looks like Mowgli from the Jungle Book. Oh my gosh.
I need a picture.
Yeah, by the way, P Aldana, please send a picture of this. That's what we need to put on our Instagram with their permission, of course, is that's who they look like, you
yes,
know?
Yes.
And we can do side by side comparison.
Oh, actually, I do have one side by side. I just never saw, I'm going to show you right now, which this one is actually, look at this one. Can you see it?
Wait, what's the cartoon character? You're showing me a blonde skinny kid with very spiky hair.
I never saw it. So I don't know who it is. I'm going to have to go back and look it up, but so stinking cute. We're going to have to do these side by sides and post them on Instagram.
Here's some notable responses too, just to finish this off. The Metalhead Mama, which I love that Instagram name, a mix of Maui and Pocahontas. He's a native boy with long hair. Not a lot of cartoon characters look like him. See, we need them to send pictures too.
Yeah.
Like this need, we need, okay. And then Williams, Kamasas says Llama Llama and RuPaul. He's an eclectic little dude. Wow.
And RuPaul?
Llama Llama and RuPaul? Wait.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, of course I knew RuPaul, but does RuPaul have a kid show too?
I know Snoop Dogg does now.
Does Snoop Dogg really have a kid show?
He does. It just came out apparently.
Amazing. Wow. Really? You know, that's when you realize you've been alive too long where you're like, wait, Snoop Dogg, the guy, the gin and juice guy, you're like, you forget that they have grown up as you have grown up. So you always see them as the dude in their 20s in the LBC with the cars bouncing up and down.
Oh, I know. But by the way, he was actually on an episode of the show that we're going to recap today.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So the show Ask the Story Bots, I believe started around 2016 and it premiered exclusively on Netflix. Netflix owns all the rights for this. There's three seasons so far. They're in development on the fourth season. We're going to be focusing on an episode today in the second season, the second episode, and it's titled Why Can't I Eat Dessert All the Time? So Ask the Story Bots is a really cool show because it's about robots that live inside a computer where they are cartoons, but then they jump into the real live action world and become like 3D animated figures, almost claymation it looked like at times mm-hmm. too, that look and move like Muppets. But the cool thing is real life kids ask common questions and then the story bots go and find the answer.
Exactly. And in this episode particularly, there was this little girl named, was it Lilin?
Yeah, I think it was Lilin. Yeah,
Lilin? She hates all vegetables except for corn, which, by the way, is so timely with this whole TikTok thing that went viral about the corn.
Wait, I keep seeing the corn thing everywhere, but I have not bothered to look into it. Why is the corn thing gone viral all of a sudden?
Okay,
do you know?
There was this little boy who gets interviewed and he's just talking about how much he loves corn. He never realized how amazing corn was. And you have to really watch this video. It is the cutest thing of how passionate he is about this corn. And then, you know, now there's parodies and Kevin Bacon sings a song about corn and it's actually,
Kevin Bacon's
genius.
Involved now. Oh no.
He's essentially just really, he's recapping what the kid was saying, but he made it into a song and it has gone, I mean, viral. So back to Lilin. So Lilin basically, now the song won't stop.
Kevin, please, we're trying to do a show.
She basically says that she only likes corn and she wants to know, why can't I eat dessert all the time? And so, and then these, you know.
That, by the way, that's a great question. I mean, like, it's a question that I still struggle with. My waistline struggles with it all the time. And as a kid, though, I mean, if you lie, that's the thing that I think about going back as a kid is like, there's so many foods you don't like. But you know you like sweets, so why can't you eat sweets all the time? It's like your parents want you to eat.
Right.
Well, I am eating.
It's an obvious
it's
question.
Just why do you not want me to then eat the thing that I want to eat?
Right, the thing that tastes good. Why can't I eat the thing that tastes good all the time?
I'm now finding out that like every time I think a music, like musicians now have a whole second life in kids' theme songs that I didn't even realize. Like this one is like story bots live inside the computer parts. Story bots helping kids get super smart. Love to earn ants. It's like really, I mean, I just realized we're putting so many unemployed musicians in back into work with like just kids songs that I had no idea even existed.
Well, I thought, honestly, I thought it was you singing this. I mean, it sounds like you.
Well, and by the way, Natalie, well, I'll say that I didn't think the singer was good. So it was sounding like me because we were like, story bots. And I was like, it sounds like when
it sounds like when you imitate it.
Yeah.
Because I know that that's not your full potential. Right.
No, yeah. Not if I warm up and
but
stuff like
yeah,
that.
It wasn't great, but it wasn't great.
but the lyrics were great because it really does. If you break the song lyrics down, it tells the plot of what they do. Living inside the computer, they help kids get super smart. They love to learn. Answering questions is their pleasure. There's a whole department to answer anything. And if, you know, we can't solve another mystery, we, you know, go up and find out for you. That's like all done in the theme song. So I think that it was kind of genius.
Well, and they also, they sing a few songs throughout the episode, which is about a 28-minute episode, by the way. For me, a little too long, a little too lengthy, but that's just me. I don't know.
Well, I feel like I am getting greedy now because of like, the Paw Patrol was 12 minutes. We started with Bluey, which was like 8 or 9 minutes. Like that. So I was like 28 minutes. What is this? The Godfather of like children's shows?
Like, well, this is so like a long. Good, if you're going to go on a long trip, for example, if you're going to fly, like we went to Idaho the other weekend and, you know, we needed things to download on our iPad. This is a good 30-minute episode that will maybe hopefully let them sit there and watch something versus like, you know, a lot of different episodes, like a lot of different downloads. So I'll give them that.
Do you ever really try to like mess with her and like throw on like a season of Succession or something and see if she can follow it? Like,
you, by the way, you know, she was watching like the Game of Thrones, like the prelude. What was the one that just came out?
House of Dragons.
Yeah. That one. She was like fixated, loved it.
She was like, don't like it as much as Game of Thrones, but it'll do. It's no.
She's like writing a review.
Well, it was long though, and I did feel the length of it, but it actually didn't end up bothering me in the end because they would break it up with the songs, you guys, and also the information was like spread out throughout. Like, cause I was like, okay, I get it. Sugar's bad for you. It gives you like short bursts of energy, but you need, but then the next segment, they introduce complex carbohydrates. And then the next, you know, like they introduce things to keep the thread going. So I wasn't livid with it in the sense of this is a complete waste of my time and if you're a kid, like, I mean, that's the other thing. Do you ever sense your child or people out there listening? Do you ever sense your child of like, stop making me learn. I just want to like zone out on something fun.
Right. No, I don't think so. I feel like they're sponges, right? They're like constantly trying to learn. Everything right now with Piper is why. I'm not even kidding. It's like, we need to go to the store. Why? Because we have to go buy groceries. Why? Because I don't want you to starve. Why? Because then you will die. Okay. Like, why? And it doesn't ever stop until she's satisfied with her answer. So I actually am okay with the learning, with the learning piece too. And I think that they are too. I think that they're very curious little minds. I just wanted to take a quick second and talk about something that I'm very passionate about, and that is thinning hair. I suffered with postpartum hair loss after I had my daughter 3 years ago. And yeah, 3 years ago, you heard that right. And I still haven't really had a comeback in my hair game, to be honest with you. And my fiance was also losing his hair. And I'm like, oh my gosh, are you going through postpartum hair loss too? Did I rub off on you? And he was super embarrassed about, you know, losing his hair. And sorry, honey, I'm throwing you under the bus, but it's true. But guess what? He's not alone. And neither am I. There are 80 million men and women in the US that experience thinning hair. And it's still not really openly talked about. And I feel like there's a lot of shame and embarrassment that can sort of come from it. But I feel like, you know, we gotta start talking about it. And that's why I love Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement that is clinically shown to improve your hair growth, the thickness, and the visible scalp coverage for men and women. I remember seeing Nutrafol and I was like, I gotta get this for Riley. By the way, I didn't even think about myself. And I got it for him. I got him on the supplements. He's obsessed, by the way. Obsessed. And he's looking real good. And I was like, wait a minute, why am I not doing this for myself? So then I quickly jumped on the bandwagon and I am now doing the shampoo and the serums. And I have to say, so far, I am loving it. And did you know that there are also multiple causes of thinning hair? So Nutrafol is the hair growth supplement that goes beyond genetics to target like stress and hormones, nutrition, metabolism, aging, lifestyle factors that may be even impacting your hair. Thinning is different for men and women, and Nutrafol has multiple unique formulas for men and women to provide exactly what they need based on their biology and age. So every formula is physician formulated using natural medical grade ingredients for reliable results without any compromises. In clinical studies, 72% of men saw more scalp coverage and 86% of women saw improvement in hair growth after 6 months. This is no joke. Nutrafol is also trusted and recommended by more than 3,000 top doctors. This is the time to make that commitment and to see a change. There's no need for us to struggle anymore, guys. You can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and entering the promo code KIDPOD to save $15 off your first month subscription. This is their best offer anywhere, and it's only available to U.S. customers for a limited time. Plus, free shipping on every order. So get $15 off at Nutrafol.com. That's spelled Nutrafol.com. Promo code KIDPOD.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
The Storybots, also, they're a quintet. Their names are Beep, Bing, Bang, Boop, and Bo. And they are part of...
I hate it.
They are Team 341B. And I will say this, like, I am so bad with names, Natalie. If I ever... Like, it almost stopped me from watching seasons of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette because there's too many names, like, where yeah. I'm just like, I feel like they need... Any show needs a name tag that is pinned to them. So for dummies like me, or even kids, even when you forget like Beep, Bing, Bang, Bok, Boop, you like it's on the name, and it's another incentive for kids to learn to read so they can remember who the character is. I know this is a small note.
By the way, that's part of, I feel like, branding. I mean, look at Bethany Frankel. She did it great. Everything was Skinny Girl. Everything had her name on it. It didn't matter what scene you're in. It's in your face.
Yes. I mean, that's the only thing is that I love the character names. But at the times, like when I was even taking my personal notes on this show, I would have to pause and be like, is that Beep? Is that Boop? Is that Bop? You know, and they all have different voices, which, by the way, did you know the girl's voice sounded so familiar to me. Yep. So I went and looked. It's Judy Greer.
I saw that. I looked at the whole cast. Well, that's how I ended up seeing Snoop Dogg. I'm like, wait, why is Snoop Dogg in this? But I did see that.
Yeah, Judy Greer has been in like every movie as like the best friend. She's an amazing actor. So I recognize her voice immediately. But they have a live action actor in, I think, each episode too. And in this episode, for Why Can't I Eat Dessert All the Time, it's Christina Applegate.
which I'm obsessed with her.
I love her too. So I'm figuring this is for purely for the parents, because there's no kid out there going, oh good, Applegate's here. You know, like, oh good, Christina's here. That I trust her. You know, it's like for parents.
It's like Sesame Street when they bring in a celebrity.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Didn't that feel a little Sesame Street-ish?
Oh, totally. And I always dug that on Sesame Street. In fact, you know, like, which by the way, at some point we should talk about this in terms of streaming. HBO Max has Sesame Street, but then they just took off 200 episodes of Sesame Street because I think they're going to try to charge more because it's HBO Max's number one streamed show is Sesame Street. Can you believe that?
I actually can.
Wait, has Piper ever watched Sesame Street?
No. Am I a terrible mom?
No, not a terrible mom. I feel like
there's classics that she needs to know. And see,
I want to know if it still holds up. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how you watch a movie as a kid and then you watch it now and you're like, what was I thinking? This is stupid, you know?
She knows she knows Elmo, but she doesn't know like the Cookie Monster and all those, I don't think.
Or Big Bird?
I know. I don't think she knows that. Oh my God.
Snuffleupagus was my favorite. Snuffleupagus. Nobody thought Snuffleupagus existed. And I think it was like Big Bird's friend. So then I would always joke like that. Everybody would call like my, you know, girlfriend in high school Snuffleupagus because I didn't really have one. And I said she lived in Canada and she was a model. But you know,
listen,
what I'm saying?
Ryan, I know you're dating. So just whatever you do, do not call her Snuffleupagus. Okay. In the bedroom.
So, hey, Snuffy. So the question is from Lylan, and she asks about this. And the Storybots, they give this actual scientific formula-based answer at first because they bring out a chalkboard about glucose and nutrition and nutrients. And even me, I was like, oh, I'm checking out. And it's totally accurate and true as to why we can't eat dessert all the time. But it's played as a joke because neither kids nor adults watching understand this kind of high-level science. So that's when they do the first stop and they go through this tube, which is all I love. Like I said, this was the thing about Paw Patrol when they were like suiting up to go save they suit up and they go in like a tube. And like, I love, it's like the Batcave when like they would slide down the pole and all this couldn't get in costume. The Storybots would go in this pipe and basically go into the real world. And their first stop was a bakery.
Right. And then that's when Christina Applegate comes out and is basically, you know, doing her spiel on that whole, you know, why carbs are bad or why sugar is bad and all that in life, right? Sometimes someone will, when you have a question, someone will explain it to you and you're like, I just don't get it. Like, just give me like the real. And then it does, right? And then they basically go into it and they break it down for you throughout the whole episode.
Yeah. I mean, really, truly, even for somebody like me that should know by now, I was still going, oh, yes, that's right. Yeah. And I mean, the basic thing they like, you know, Christina Applegate is talking to like kind of these baked goods like Connie Cream Puff and Bilberry Pie. And they come to life and one becomes the like kind of cliche definition of a bad boy. It's like, hey, how you doing? I'm Cupcake Fonzie. How you doing? I'm Cupcake Jake. You know, like what's going on? And I love that with these kid shows, I'm noticing there's only like four or five different types of voices.
Yep.
And in this, you have like the tough guy, you have the sweet, innocent girl, and you have the like, hey, I'm stoner guy. What's going on, man? It's really interesting.
I know, but that's kind of, I mean, that's like, if you think about movies and all that, I mean, there really only is a handful of characters in movies.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
The good guy, the bad guy, the dumb guy, the you know, it's kind of it. I like it. I think it's a play on life, what they're about to deal with.
Christina Applegate is a baker and she does a little bit. I did you notice a little bit of an accent with Christina Applegate? I felt like she was giving us a little performance, which I liked.
Yeah. A little bit.
Like, yeah. She wasn't just straight up Christina Applegate. She was doing a character.
She was definitely doing a little kid character.
Yeah. We need help answering the question for this kid, Lilin. She wants to know why we can't eat desserts all the time. And
so the bad boy, this little greaser dude, is like, yeah, you can have, you know, desserts all the time. Just follow me, right? So because after they got the explanation of like what? Like, what did she just say?
Yeah.
And that's when the little dude is like, just come with me. I'll show you.
He's like, come on in here. And it's like a bakery box that they're all supposed to jump into.
Box. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a donut box.
And the story bots are like, well, I guess we need to do this for Lilin to answer her question. And then cool guy, Mr. Jake, is like, buckle up, story bots. And we cut back then to two bots working on computers in the story bot land. And this is like they have those little interstitial things where, you know, not part of the main plot, but it is still like, you know what I'm talking about? They went off and had this little bit with the cake.
Yeah, this is when they lose me. They'll like randomly throw in like a fun fact or like something random. And then they go back to like the main storyline. It's almost like maybe like they don't want to bore the kids with the storyline that they like need to like give them a little something so that they don't like doze off.
But Natalie, I learned, because this was like also, I think, a little song too. It was like, fresh food is yummy and it's like a gas tank. It can fill you up when you get going. Your stomach is like a factory. What you eat is yummy from your mouth to your tummy. And then it says it passes through your small intestine and it builds your muscle, gives you lots of energy, and it passes through what some people call number two. Putting food into energy. Like, yes. It broke it all down.
By the way, when he started like rapping a little bit, I was like, oh my God, this is actually a great beat. He sounds like Eminem. Like it was like a mom spaghetti.
Yeah.
It was like that. Like I was like, okay, I hear your skills. But that's pretty good.
But I was like, this is dead on. Like it really took me through the body. I mean, we're using small intestine. We're rapping with small intestine. I thought it was mildly genius.
They use like those little splicers throughout the episode. There was one about like the fun fact about the horse later on, which I just didn't understand. Did that have anything to do with it, or was I just an idiot?
No, I just think they were using like a different kind of example. This show, I'm telling you, packs a lot into 28 minutes.
So much.
I'm potentially worried about your attention span, Natalie. I feel like at some point we need you and Piper to watch the same show. And then I talk to each of you separately to see what you got from that show. And I do have a feeling that Piper is going to have an exact understanding of everything. So they cut from that scene and we welcome to like Tummy University, and it's all of a sudden they're rushing like a fraternity called Alpha Cobbler Pi, home of the sweetest parties on campus. And it's like a big party. And Mr. Jake is like, don't be a bunch of square story bots. This place is filled with sweet, short bursts of energy, which then points out the fact that that's what sugar does. It gives you just short bursts of energy.
And they're partying. I mean, they are just eating all the sweets. It looks like a nightclub. They are just going at it. And then all of a sudden, they're like, well, you know that if you have too much of this, you're going to crash. And then like the lights turn on and then they all just like fall on the ground. And it was like, they just like drank too much. Like it was like, I think the adults are like, yeah, I've been there. I get that.
Well, and for adults, we always talk about kids enjoying this, but I enjoyed this too, because there would be little lines thrown in. Be like, because we're full of sugar. I'm the king of the world. And then they have like pledges for the fraternity. And one of the pledges, you guys, is broccoli. And
I didn't really put that together until like way later. I was like, oh, Brock, I get it. Like broccoli. I'm an idiot. You're right.
Natalie, you are definitely pregnant. You just put your like that the thing that's shaped like broccoli that everybody keeps saying is broccoli. Brock. His name's Brock, and
I know.
It's all right. Pregnancy is a beautiful thing. There's like a Twinkie making fun of them, and for the pledges, they have to dunk into a pudding cup, and the broccoli's like, I'm not quite sure if this is where I belong. And they're like, sugar may give you lots of energy, but you crash and burn pretty quickly. So they keep giving us that message over and over again. But Bing is like, yo, that little girl is waiting for us with the answer. And broccoli, it's very sweet because broccoli is just always looking for that special place to fit in. And I don't want to gender broccoli, but I think it's a dude. And, you know, he was just, you know, I thought that was a very sweet thing. And that started a song interlude of like, time to go. All of a sudden there's another song.
Yeah. And yeah. So he feels like he needs a sense of purpose and a place. Yeah. And he wasn't meant to be with the candy and, you know, and all the sweets and all the sugars. And so then they go to the next one, which is the protein.
Yeah. Also, by the way, and just at that, the sugar one, this is just a warning for the adult. Like I think they should have had somebody with diabetes maybe, or somebody that had to, one of the cartoon characters had to get their amputated shot. Maybe, or is that, you know, just something to show how serious it is if it's just the sugar. But you're right. Now we go on to protein.
Oh my God. Did you just die with the protein? I had a love hate watching this. I was like, this is so cheesy. And then I was like, okay, that's cute. This is so cheesy. And then the protein came in. I was like, it's so dumb that I actually love it.
Like it was. Yeah. And the protein was like, they were doing it as like weightlifters. And one was like, I'm on the Schwarzenegger. I'm going to pump you up. You know, like it was
like a big ribeye.
Let's feel the burn. Come on. Also in the protein segment, they also meet fats and they're like, aren't fats bad? And it's like, no, we're fats. We're good at protecting the cells in the bodies.
They were the cops.
But it's all about moderation. So you don't want too much or too little. You want it just right. Which I was like, my mind was blown. I was like, oh my God, I've been working out with a trainer and this guy has been I've learned more from StoryBots than my trainer.
Who needs a nutritionist when you got StoryBots? There was the three cups. One was an avocado. One, I think one was a sweet potato and the other one was a fish. And I was like, right, exactly. That makes so much sense.
Yeah. So the protein is they're lifting, you know, what's your heart made out of protein? And then the guy's like, this is for you, grandpa. I love you, grandpa. The protein for some reason loves his grandpa.
What did that mean?
I don't know. I think it was like I don't know. Was that like,
Arnold Schwarzenegger's
grandson? I really don't know. I mean, I think it was an Arnold Schwarzenegger type character, but then we move out of that and then we go into a race.
Yes.
And the race, you guys, is like, there's like a wheat bread, there's a bowl of noodles, there's French bread. And it's basically like, I hope you're packed with good carbohydrates, lasting energy your body needs to run all day long, not like the simple carbs in sugar.
Which, by the way, that's when I was like, huh, this is really actually teaching me a little.
That's what I'm saying. I was saying like,
that was the moment. I knew protein, I knew fats, but like the carbs, I was like, right. I mean, what like a genius way.
If I had a kid and was watching this, I would look at my kid like, are you hearing what I'm hearing? This is amazing. Like that makes so much sense.
Exactly. And then poor broccoli still didn't fit in, right? Because he wasn't a protein. He wasn't a fat. He wasn't a carb. So it was his little journey is just so cute.
Well, and also, broccoli in broccoli's defense has so many nutrients, and that is broccoli's specialty. And also a great lesson to everybody is that we can't be everything all at once, you know, and we've got to appreciate the gifts that we are given. Not to put too fine a point on. I'm trying to really get deep. If I start crying,
what are you? Are you a protein or are you? I feel like carb.
I'm a bad fat. I'm a bad, bad fat.
You're keto. Oh yeah. So
this was the horse song right after this was the horse. Hey ho, I'm a horse and I got the power. I can run 40 miles an hour. I can see all around 360 degrees. My mane makes it so I can swat flies away. And you're right though. This was a little weird for me. I didn't feel like I feel like it was maybe like a B-side of a record that didn't need to be on here.
I just didn't understand it. I was like, huh, you lost me. You had me at the good carb. You lost me at the horse. And then it came back full circle to really reel it all in.
Yeah. I mean, that's the kind of end of this one, but like StoryBots is in it. Like, I mean, it's really kind of cool because they really do answer any question. And like, I was looking, there's like a website that you can go on where you can ask the StoryBots questions and you can like film it with your phone and then just send it in. So I wonder how many people listening have had their kids send in questions, you know?
I feel like we need to do a version of Storybots for us where kids ask us questions and then we have to answer them.
Yeah, no, but I mean, say, the fourth season, I think, comes out pretty soon. But yeah, they're always asking for people to be a part of their next show. I'm trying to find the other questions that have been asked in other episodes, because I also noticed that like Jason Sudeikis has been on this.
Yes.
They always have some sort of celebrity involved.
Yeah, I think one was like, how are TVs made? And it's kind of
how do computers work?
Yes, how do computers work?
How many types of animals are there? How do ears hear? How do volcanoes work? What is electricity? How do flowers grow? How do people catch a cold? That's 8 episodes of the second season. I mean, literally.
How many of that 8 can you answer?
Maybe 2. Maybe like how do flowers grow and how do people catch a cold? Maybe. So
right.
This is a show that I think is actually perfect for parents to watch with their kids, especially if you have to help your kids with schoolwork. You guys got to get your minds back in the game, you know?
I agree. And especially if you're in where I'm at right now, where all they want to know is why, this is the show to put on, because they're going to answer all the whys.
And now they say this is for the age ranges of like 3 to 8, I believe, but oh, yeah. I'm much older than 8 and I did enjoy it. I mean, it's like not something, you know, you are going in to learn something, so it's not something I would put on just to relax to. But I think, I mean, if I was babysitting a kid too, like I would definitely put this on.
Yeah. Especially if like you as a parent, you're like, I just don't want to teach you anything right now. Like just watch the show. You'll learn something.
At what age would you even attempt with, I mean, it would, and just be honest, knowing Piper the way you do, she's watching Game of Thrones and stuff. Would you even attempt to throw Storybots?
I'm going to try. I really tried to get her to watch it this weekend, but she just wasn't having it. I'm going to try when she gets home, now that she's like in school mode again, and see if she'll take, and I'll report back.
As we start winding down here, you did go on a, like you said, a vacation to Idaho, I believe.
Yes.
What's it like traveling with a child? You know, what I mean, cause I always, you know, I'll go on an airplane or back in the day when I would, and you'd always have the screaming babies and you'd really feel bad for the parents. What is that like? And are there special preparations that go involved in taking your child anywhere?
Oh, do you have time, my friend?
We do. We have 10 minutes.
We could be here
go.
All day. No, It's difficult. It's hard. And look, and that's that I only have one. My mom shamed me the other day because I was overwhelmed. And she goes, oh, please, you only have one. You know, she had 4. And part of me, I was like, I mean, she's not wrong. Like I am such a wuss. But at the same time, I was like, don't mom shame me. This is a lot for me. I can't handle this. So in order to sort of get everything ready for a long trip, you got to have like the little toys just to like distract them, the snacks, a lot of snacks. You got to keep them entertained. Like just,
but is it sugary snacks or is it healthy snacks?
No, you gotta, I mean, look, you can have like your specialty candy for when like they're really about to like lose their shit. And then you're like, okay, I'll give you the candy, but you gotta stop crying.
Natalie, what I've learned recently with the sugary snacks, it's going to give you a high burst of energy. But they're going to crash.
And then apparently you crash, right.
And now the crash part of it, though, this is a question that I really, does the crash mean they just pass out? Because why not sugar them up so they can crash hard? Or does it crash like they just get in a bad mood?
Yeah, I think it's that. I think it's like the bad mood. And then they just start to break down. Everything makes them emotional. I mean, yes, if your kid's having a tantrum or if your kid's going through, you know, like, by the way, those are all emotions, right? But certain foods can actually trigger tantrums and mood swings and all of that. So you have to really actually watch. Like I know that Piper does not do well with a lot of like certain candies and sugars because that will literally make her lose her damn mind. So I have to actually
steer away from. Does she realize what's happening too? Of like, what's happening to my body?
Like, Hulk? yeah, no, but I've learned that like, there's like certain like little healthier candies that are like vitamins. So like I'll sneak in a gummy vitamin and she thinks it's candy. So that's where I like to sort of, you know.
Now, are you one of those moms that like, and especially you're with a chef, like where I've seen those cookbooks. I think Jerry Seinfeld's wife has one where like, or Billy Joel's ex or was doing like putting vegetables and making it look like candy or something, sneaking it. Do you try to
Jenny Mullen just did a book called
I used to be in acting class with Jenny. Yeah.
Yeah. So she did dictator lunches because she has two little ones. And so, she always calls them like their little, her dictators, right? Cause they are the ones that say, so, and in the book, it's like, fun, you know, cute little things you can do within your little lunchbox. So yeah, it's like making, you know, it's like the broccoli that we just saw right from the episode, but like giving him little eyes with like, you know, little things of rice or whatever.
You're
like,
putting googly eyes on the food,
but like using other foods, you know, it's so cute. It's mildly genius. I'm not sure if Piper would actually like that, but yes.
How did she do on the airplane?
She cried.
Really?
She didn't want her iPad, but she always wants her iPad. She was just like a total mess.
Because of the air pressure in her ears, or just possibly, because she likes to embarrass you in public?
I think a little bit of both, to be honest with you.
And you have to sit in, like, are you in the middle seat or is she in the middle seat?
We gave her the window. So, cause we thought, oh, you know,
yeah, she'll get to look outside.
The window. Yeah. She can get distracted. And then I couldn't like tame her anymore. So I put her in the middle seat so that daddy could help me. Cause I was like, not happening.
And so she, and then when she gets there, she like, I mean, is there ever, see, this is what I don't remember as a kid. Like I remember tantrums. I remember my sister having a lot of tantrums. Do kids realize after the tantrum that they're sorry? Are they sorry for the tantrums ever? Are they like, you know what? I don't know what came over me. I feel better now. Like, do they have any kind of realization?
No, because they'll freak out and they're like hitting the floor and they're just crying. And all of a sudden they're like, hey, look at the tree. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm going to need 5 minutes after what you just put me through. Like, don't talk to me for a minute. Like,
so you can't have like a safe word with Piper where it's like, no matter what, you chill. Yeah, no. There's no like, you know,
I mean, it's candy. And that'll make her go, huh? And then she'll like, stop.
Now I saw your Instagram because a lot of the listeners of my other podcasts are moms, you know, or like families. And I follow a lot of them and I get to see them. Like, it's weird to be on Instagram, especially you guys, where I get to watch everybody's kids grow, you know, and sometimes even to the fact where I'm like, that kid's not growing fast enough. I feel like I've seen that kid now for years.
Yeah. Little Joey.
Or then they finally start growing and you're like, oh my God, I'm seeing my life. And these aren't people I don't even like. These are just internet people.
Totally.
And I see your Instagram and you post a lot of great stuff with your family. We're seeing the highlights. I mean, you will allude to a breakdown. You will allude to what her, you know, making fun of, but like, does she then, when you take a child on a trip, does she appreciate, like my dad took me, it was like a traveling salesman, took me all around the US. I wasn't like, oh, cool, I'm in North Dakota. Like I never.
Right. Like, thanks realized. Dad for spending money on my flight, dealing with me and like doing all these things. No, I don't think they have any sort of like, they have no idea. They have no idea. They are not appreciative at all.
The one thing I do want to say that I remember as a kid when traveling that helped me so, well, I mean, I just looked forward to traveling because of this, because they would just throw me and my sister in a car and we would just travel across country that way.
Yeah.
Was that my mom did this thing where was a grab bag.
Right.
And she would put like a bunch of just dollar store items or like a comic book. And at the beginning of the trip, you got to put your hand in the grab bag and grab one thing out. And then I remember if like, it was usually my sister that got unruly. Then you would be able to go into the grab bag for it. And these are like small gifts, but it would be something to keep us occupied in the back seat of the, and then, but guys, this is before you guys, now you don't realize how amazing you guys have TVs in your back seats. You have like all of this stuff. This is before iPads and all of this stuff. This is, you know, like this is, now I feel like that old man of like having to trudge to school in 8 miles of snow. But I mean, we didn't have TVs in our car back then.
No, and it was called conversation.
No, I didn't even want to have conversation, Natalie. I'm just saying I wanted gifts. Like, so the grab bag thing really did work with us as kids, I remember.
Right. But your attention span back then, I feel like, is so different than now, because I'm assuming that back then you had one gift and then that was good for the whole car ride.
So you guys, what a big episode we've had today. Of course, the show that we covered, Ask the Story Bots, which you can find on Netflix. I mean, I do recommend this. I loved it. Like, I thought maybe a little too long, but loved it in general. And what did you think, Natalie?
I think it was good. I think it was educational. It was entertaining. Do I want to binge watch it? No, but I feel like it's a good watch for kids.
If you're looking for something to learn, if you're purposely on that, I want my child to learn something. I think this is really, it's not even like they hide the lesson like in Bluey, which is just adorable. Yeah. This is all lesson.
It's an obvious lesson. And I think that the kids will be able to relate seeing another little kid ask a question, right? And get an answer. But the main question here is, do you want babies after this?
Yeah, I would. I think I would have I would have at least one baby after watching this episode. You know, but then the thought in my head is that I'd get scared of being like, did my kid learn from that, or am I the one learning from this? Like,
don't worry about it. I'm just
gonna worry about me for now. Yeah, I'm just gonna keep worrying about me.
You just worry about your carbs and your fats intake.
you guys, so who knows? The next episode, we might find further information about Natalie's growing family. But in the meantime, remember to go follow Natalie's other podcast, Humble and Hungry. Follow her on Instagram as well. And my other show is called So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey, which is just pop culture reality shows. And then, of course, This Is What the Kids Are Watching. Go follow us on Instagram. Go give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. It really helps. We are in a kids section. I've always been in TV and film, and I think you're probably in like self-help of some sort, but this is kids. We got competition, folks. We need to step it up. So tell your moms, tell your dads. So please join in on the conversation in any way that you can. But thank you as always for listening.
Thank you guys so much. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of What the Kids Are Watching. Follow us on Instagram at What the Kids Are Watching and subscribe on the iHeart app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And hey, what are your kids watching? Send us a DM on Instagram or leave us a voicemail at 540-642-0035 with your stories and opinions. We might just share it on the show. We'll see you next week.